This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're pleased to welcome Casey Stern from Atlanta, part of both MLB Network and Inside the NBA on TNT. So you've got both those bases covered, Casey. Let's start with baseball. Seems like the iceberg is barely melting, if at all. What's your perspective on what's going on with owners and players at this moment?
No, I think, you know, honestly, I mean, it's sad. And that's the biggest thing, because when, you know, the Gobert situation happened in the NBA on the 11th of March, I think it was, which necessitated everybody kind of moving in other sports, it looked like maybe baseball was going to go quicker than we thought, because 15 days later, they at least had, you know, come to some sort of an agreement on a semblance of where they were going to be. And then there have been disagreements about what that agreement even meant, and it's gone haywire after that. And it's gone from bad to worse, because now you're at a point where, first of all, they have laid everything out public. And depending upon who you ask, the other's going to blame. You know, most likely, I think it's fair to say the companies usually will go ahead and you know, fire the first shot, leak it out, because they want to go ahead and control the rhetoric. So
sure.
Baseball players have kind of been reacting to it. But at the same time, you know, Tony Clark comes out last week with a statement that basically is, we are not going to, you know, it's like the Custer's last stand didn't end well for him. You know, so it's like, you can't be that way in today's day and age. And I think what people need to realize is the CBA looming just months from now is the reason all this is happening. And they're both posturing and worrying about, if I give here, how am I going to get screwed long term in the next agreement, when they both should have just come to it and said, hey, look, you know what? Neither of us are going to win or lose anything during this period. We're all going to lose some money, but people are losing jobs. There's health issues and negativity everywhere. Let's come to an agreement that says literally everything here is just for the next 4 or 5 months, and we'll fight it out after that. And the fact that neither side could swallow the pride to do that is a problem, unfortunately.
How confident are you that there will actually be baseball in 2020?
Well, I'm 100% confident there will be some sort of baseball, only because of what happened in March and the fact of where, you know, Commissioner Manfred has already admitted that he's willing to use the ability to take that document and say, hey, look, I can force you to play, because they've agreed to a certain prorated sense. So they're going to – 48, 50 games is where you'd be kind of at. But, I mean, look, we're going to play a six-game NFL season. Like, you know, we all know the baseball season is too long. But it's like when somebody, like, you know, be careful what you wish for. I mean, 50 games, I mean, are the Orioles in it? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's a little bit ridiculous. So – I think they'll come to an agreement. I think they're going to feel forced to do so. But where they've gotten stuck, Amy, is they kept putting this July 4th date out there.
Right.
And it's like, what are you going to do? Have spring training for 7 minutes? So it's like, there's no way that's going to happen. They just look like they always do. Look, baseball looks like the league that didn't know how a guy snuck in, changed all the balls without anybody knowing. I mean, it's really not anything new. It's not.
Casey Stern, the host on MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM, and also, of course, part of Turner Sports and TNT with the NBA. So then let's transition to that, Casey. The NBA has released its return to play plan. How would you compare the way the two sports have handled things?
I mean, we should – honestly, you could do a 30 for 30 with a 10-part series on that. Because the example I always give people is I'm sitting there doing the pregame for the finals 2 years ago, and Kyle Lowry goes into the stands and the whole situation with the guy involved with the Warriors. By the time you came back the next day for practice on the off day, they already had told that guy he's never coming in a building again. I mean, that's
right.
How the NBA is. And it's like baseball is still waiting to, like, I mean, how long did it take for them to come out with the, whether you look at the Chase Utley play many years ago, the recent thing with the sign stealing, they're always seen behind. And I think to me, what I look at is one of the differences, and I'm not trying to put this all on Rob Manfred, I'm not, But I think Adam Silver coming from the David Stern, you know, tree, which, by the way, Gary Bettman, also a David Stern's disciple, is part of the NBA, I think is a big thing because they're always willing to do what it takes to help the players build their brand because they get it. And getting it means if they make money, we're going to make money.
Right.
So Adam Silver's on calls with players during this entire process. And the owners, not two against one like Major League Baseball is, because Rob Manfred's really communicating with the owners. And I get that's where the money is. But you got to also realize that the bread and butter's got to come from brand. And it's why they push their players and why Major League Baseball says, hey, a weekend in August, you can wear nicknames on your back. We're cool, right? Like, I mean, it's not, this is totally different. Nobody knows who Mike Trout is. And it's sad. So it's the NBA being forward thinking. And I think the way that they've put this thing together has really, it's impressed the heck out of me because it's difficult. I kind of at least want to put out there that I'm sure there are going to be some issues because, look, this is something nobody's gone through before. So there's going to be something that nobody had planned for. Yes, I think somebody probably, right, it ends up, unfortunately, you know, testing positive for corona. Then how do you act with that? Do they have 74 different, you know, plan A all the way through, who knows, you know, Z37.B? I don't know. But so I think we're going to have to at least be understandable that they're going to probably learn on the fly some things they need to tweak. But I've been really impressed with how they put this together. And they also did not put out to the public any dates at first. They are waiting until they're sure. Then they're I mean, really, this is like business class in college as a freshman. But really, I think, to be honest with you, they have just done the right things where MLB, who's more worried about what people think of them, I think has done the opposite.
Casey Stern with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. When you think about the Orlando bubble, well, I hope that you get to be in the bubble, though I know broadcasters right now are considered non-essential in many cases. But when you think of the bubble and this idea of teams having to stay there, so the guys are, who are part of the team that get to the NBA Finals could be in that bubble for 2.5 months. How realistic do you think it is? Will they stick to it?
I mean, this is definitely one of the questions. And by the way, in baseball, this is one of the questions too, because, you know, the idea, hey, I don't know if you bring in your family, but you, like, 25-year-old single guy, like, you can't go out to the bar, you can't have a friend over, like, there's no Tinder. Like, I don't know how that's going to work. I think, you know, you look at the summer league setup, and, you know, I almost think of it like it's an Olympic village, right? I mean, that's kind of the way that it's being treated. That's the way I'm looking at it now. Even then, you have other countries and other people and people, you know, who can, you know, flirt with other people. I mean, there's all sorts of different things. You have at least options to go out and meet and have conversations, whereas when you're in the playoffs, is your family going to be with you? How many families are going to come? What is going to be the limit and their expectation? They've already said, hey, look, by the way, in case you plan on the daily pass, no one's going to Disney World. just in case your family thought, hey, look, this is great. We're just going to see Mickey Mouse. Nope, you're not going. So I think they're going to be able to probably do the right things. My hope, what I've said, Amy, on this side of it is most of the coaches in these sports are older and they're in more of a danger zone where the players know, hey, if I'm in this kind of shape, I'd probably shake this off and I'm not going to be seeing my family anyway or my grandparents or whoever. A lot of the coaches are in their 50s, their 60s. A lot of the people who work at the stadiums that these people do care about, I think in both sports that for the most part is going to keep everybody in kind of the buddy system scenario where, look, I'll tell you one thing. You know, players get mad at each other in clubhouses and locker rooms when they do stupid stuff that is past curfew or off the court or field. When you're talking about danger and endangering the lives of others, that stuff's not going to play very well. So I think for the most part, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, the whole thing is going to take some getting used to. I think everybody's going to have to adjust because it's so unprecedented and we've never seen anything like this before. As I think about the two sports again, though, Casey, this popped into my mind. Basketball versus baseball, which one is stranger without fans?
To me, it's baseball because, I love basketball in the playoffs, basketball in general. You know, I grew up a Knicks fan. And the Garden was always an unbelievable place to go. But you don't sit there and have like the romanticism kind of like a, even in the movies, like nobody's like, oh, and then I walked into the arena and all the lights open. Like nobody really feels that way. But like you walk into a baseball stadium and we all remember the first time we were there. We all remember going with kids, going with parents. And I remember going to the old Yankee Stadium. My father, diehard Yankee fan, I'm not, but it would go in there and it's like, I mean, you get chills. I mean, you know what's happening in the bit. There's a different, to me, thing. I mean, happening in the daytime, out there on a weekend, you know, in nice weather, you know, kids off from school, all of that. So I think it's going to be stranger, except in Tampa Bay, where the Rays are probably best suited for this because they've been used to it for, you know, for a long time.
Casey Stern from MLB Network Radio on SiriusXM and also part of the NBA coverage on TNT. You work with a variety of former athletes, guys who have been in the industry for a long time. What are you hearing from them? What kind of conversations are you having in light of what's happened in our nation in the last 2 weeks?
You know, I think, first of all, it's almost like, you know, to go through COVID, which is not over, which I'm not sure if people, if you have not realized, this isn't like Y2K, you didn't ruin your computer, and hey, we're all still here. No, this is not over, which, I mean, really, I think people need to understand. But that was like its own thing, and then you think about everything that's gone on, and I'm here in Atlanta, and it's just, I mean, look, sports have, and I could say baseball specifically, I worked just a few blocks from where everything happened down by the World Trade Center in 9/11. And I remember baseball coming back and just what it meant and just how important it was. And I was at that game where Piazza hit the home run September 21st that year.
Wow.
One. And to me, like all that was just sports can hold a special place. So I think twofold. One, in terms of a healing process and bringing positivity, I think everybody needs to feel good in some way. So hopefully get back on the field. But I think most of the athletes that I know, they're trying to use their voices to do whatever they can to help. And, you know, for a lot of them, to be fair, I mean, it's a chance for them because people will listen to them to speak their mind and to help out. And I mean, I'm proud of any time that any of those guys do that, because look, you know, we could talk about how much money athletes make and they got millions of dollars and they can go ahead and go, you know, off in some sunset. They don't need to worry about social distancing. They can go get a mansion on the beach and just disappear. The ones who stay involved because they want to help, they want to pay it forward, and not just to athletes, but to people. To me, that's something to really be proud of. And I don't think we spend enough time nationally talking about all the good things that these athletes do with that celebrity.
Well, you know, the salacious headlines are the ones that get the most clicks on social media.
No, I know. I mean, that's why I came on here. I was hoping for something to lit up. Look, at the end of the day, it's unfortunate, but we're all guilty of when you get drawn into something that is a headline. And, you know, that's why I always say, you know, perception is more important than reality. I mean, kind of funneling everything full circle.
Yes.
Even if you look at something, look, it's not going to change our world, even if I'd love to have baseball on, what the owners and the players are doing. But you think about the perception, that's why they leak information. Because it doesn't matter if I understand the numbers. If the owners are coming out and saying, hey, the players are not accepting this, they're not accepting that, and you're always on the offensive offering, and they're always saying no, no, no. Well, you go look on Twitter right now, anybody who's listening, and it's like 85% of the people are blaming the players, which I'm not saying, look, they're both to blame, but the way I've been saying it is, like, when a movie is bad, you're usually like, oh, my God, I can't believe Nicolas Cage was in that, or Keanu Reeves. No one's like, wow, you know, Touchstone Pictures really needed to do a better job. Like, since when are people signing? Who sides with owners of anything? So but that's the perception. The perception that's been out there is that it's the player's fault, and I think the fans are buying it.
Casey, what do you miss the most? These last 3 months, believe it or not, it's been 3 months. What do you miss the most?
Adults. I mean, honestly, with three adults. Really, the most part is probably adults. But, you know, I also, like, to me, being able to react to sports and have things that actually happen that are either, you know, amazingly wonderful or amazingly shocking the other way, it gives you something else where you're not focusing on what's on the television. Having this all happen at the same time, and obviously a lot of it related, is so difficult. But
it is.
I mean, if you had me get if I can just work in a little less Wreck-It Ralph and less Moana and a little bit more adult conversation, I'm into it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, for all of that conversation, you're doing it from home. I'm sure you've had some fun stories with that, too. But you can find Casey on Twitter at Casey Stern. Catch him 8 o'clock Eastern time, weeknights on TNT, talking NBA, and then MLB Network Radio. And, Casey, we hope that there will be a World Series show where we can have you on again, like is our tradition. But for now, this is fun, too.
Yeah, I mean, usually when we talk, I'm packing up and I'm like, oh, my God, I get a break. Now I'm like, can I please stop the break? So can we somebody, does anyone have anything to do? It's amazing. It really is. But be well, obviously, to everybody listening. Best to you and your family, most importantly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.